The United Nations says more than 500,000 people in 12 countries in West Africa are affected by the torrential rains that have fallen since early August. It says dozens of people have been killed, hundreds of thousands have been made homeless, major bridges have collapsed, crops and livelihoods have been destroyed. UN officials say a new concern is the possibility of outbreaks of waterborne diseases if emergency assistance does not reach the affected areas soon. They say the situation is particularly worrisome in Ghana, where 260,000 people are affected. The president of Ghana has declared parts of the country a disaster zone. A spokeswoman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Elizabeth Beers, says conditions are also favorable for an infestation of locusts. She says Niger and Mali are particularly susceptible.
Because of those floods, some regions are not monitored with regards to a locust invasion, because you cannot access those regions because of the floods and the condition. Stagnant water, high temperature are very favorable to the development of a locust invasion. That's why we are concerned, and that's why there is an important threat in Mali and in Niger.
Beer says experts so far have not been able to access locust-prone areas of Mali and Niger to monitor the situation. She says it is very important that authorities in these countries make it possible for them to access these areas so they can try to head off a locust infestation. If this is not done, she warns the consequences will be devastating.
Those locusts eat the crops, they eat everything. And as a consequence, the cattle cannot find its own food, cannot eat, and you have a vicious circle, cattle dying, no crops, and nothing to eat for those populations. So the consequences is malnutrition.
An infestation of locusts in Niger 2 years ago resulted in widespread famine and acute malnutrition. Television images of skeletal children shocked the world. The United Nations says flood victims in West Africa are in urgent need of food, shelter, and medicine. Beer says the United Nations will launch an appeal for emergency assistance in the near future. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.